On November 2, 1951, while on a concert tour, Weigert and Ms. Varney were stopped on an Albuquerque highway by a ranger and were told that Ms. Varney needed to fly to San Antonio to replace Helen Traubel. Then, a month later, tragedy struck. Weigert suffered unstable angina in El Paso, Texas. Reluctantly, Ms. Varney fulfilled a Verdi concert date in Dallas on December 16th, singing arias from Macbeth, Il Trovatore, and Un ballo in maschera. Thus begins a chain of events that influenced her to rethink her relationship with the Metropolitan. Unbeknownst to her, the husband of Helen Traubel notified the Met that his wife had not recovered and has a high temperature. She would not be able to sing the Götterdämmerung Brünnhilde the following night. The Met, upon calling Ms. Varney's New York agent, were then informed of her situation in Texas. Max Rudolf called the Texas hospital and asked Weigert about Ms. Varney's availability. During intermission of the Dallas concert, Ms. Varney received the phone call from the Met, officially asking her to fly to New York immediately to replace Traubel the following evening. If Ms. Varney didn't, it would be a recasting nightmare. Margaret Harshaw had been summoned and immediately started coaching with Stiedry the Götterdämmerung Brünnhilde, a role she had never sung before, while Ms. Varney had done six or so. On top of all this, Harshaw was in the middle of switching from mezzo to soprano, and she was actually cast to sing the third Norn and Waltraute. If Harshaw sang Brünnhilde, Herta Glatz would be Waltraute. Since Glatz was actually scheduled as Flosshilde, Thelma Votipka was put on standby to take over for the third Norn. The cast included Setz Van Holm, Paul Schoeffler, Regina Resnick, and Lucina Mara as a Rhine Maiden. They all were on pins and needles except for one. Rusty the Black Horse kept his calm. Being a professional, she caught the 2 a.m. flight, the last available seat. She took a tranquilizer and tried to go to sleep. Due to engine trouble, she got stuck in Memphis for 10 hours and finally landed at LaGuardia Airport at 3:40 p.m., less than 4 hours before the performance. She received no greeting at the airport. If it was Johnson's regime, he certainly would have been there waiting for her. She rushed to the apartment, boiled a couple of eggs while ignoring the ringing phone, and dashed to the opera house. She entered her dressing room and immediately locked the door. Stiedry knocked and knocked, begging to talk with her, and she answered with a firm no. He left mumbling something about prima donnas, not knowing what Ms. Varney had been through. Bing did, however, thank her for stepping in on such short notice. Ms. Varney, high on resentment, proceeded to sing a performance, according to her friends, of immense impact.